Hey loves, I'm Deandra, your fellow blogger and podcast host, talking all things lifestyle, giving you all of the real and everything in between, while also leaving you with some motivation at the end. So put on your crown, fill up your favorite cup, and enjoy, because you're tuned in to the Black Princess Diaries podcast. Hello, loves, and happy Sunday. Welcome back to another episode of the Black Princess Diaries podcast. How are you doing today? As always, I hope you're doing well and you are enjoying your weekend and you're having a great Sunday. And as always, you're having a great start to the new week and you are getting refreshed, prepped, and ready to go for whatever the week has ahead. But again, I hope you guys are doing well and that you're just ready for this new month ahead as well as this new week. So sometimes on my podcast episodes, I like to do an episode along with a post that I've written. Now, sometimes it is due to a lack of ideas that I can think of that I haven't written or whatever, the struggle of a content creator. But sometimes I do like to do podcast episodes along with blog posts that I've written because, you know, some people prefer to listen to topics. Some people prefer to read topics. Some people like to actually do both, because I'm not going to be as thorough in a blog post as I probably would in a podcast episode, because I can talk a little bit more and, you know, I don't want people to read a novel in a blog post, right? Like, even for me, after a little while, it's like, it has to cut off. It has to stop. I can't continue if it's too long. So I do love the idea of that. So I wrote a recent blog post, and now this one is for the big girls, the fat girlies, the plus size girls. Of course, anybody can listen, but send this to your plus size friends. Make sure your plus size friends are following, listening, whatever, because I am a plus size girl myself. So this one is directly to all the plus size people out there. But I wrote a blog post recently talking about big girls deserving dresses too. Cute dresses, nice dresses. You know, we deserve that, right? And so what made me think of the idea is because, of course, where all my lovely ideas come from, social media. There's someone who I follow on TikTok. Again, yes, a TikTok topic, I guess you can say. But I follow this girl, this woman named Summer on TikTok, who has her own plus size boutique in the mall. The boutique is Juicy Body Goddess, and that's also the name of her TikTok if you want to go check her out. And she has her own boutique in the mall, I believe in Charlotte, North Carolina. Now, I'm not 100% sure, so I suggest you check that out because I could definitely be 100% wrong. But she does have her own boutique in the mall, and it's a plus size boutique. I love her saying. Her saying is, you gotta be two something to do something, and I love it, especially as a plus size woman myself, especially as someone who has pretty much been plus size my entire life. I love seeing that positivity, and her personality is amazing and it just shines so bright, and it's like, I need to get to that store. One day I will get there, but it's just amazing seeing her uplift these women, these shy women, insecure women, women who, you know, struggle finding clothes to wear, struggle to find things from the typical bland, boring things, you know, because if you're plus size, you already know the struggle with, it's like we have these grandma patterns, these ugly flower patterns that are just yuck. They're yuck. Like, and we have these sections in the mall that are so small, like it's like, what's the point of even having a plus size section? And then of course there's like where the stores or the malls are majority, they don't have your size. Like there's maybe only a few even with those small sections. So it's like, just like me, I don't shop at the mall anymore. And there are even stores I used to shop at online that I don't even really shop at online too much anymore. Like, I found other stores to shop at online, but it would be great to have that in person too, because, you know, shopping online, I do love shopping online because I don't like having to go in store. I never really liked it before too much, but since the pandemic, I've gotten even more lazy with doing that. But at the same time, to be able to have that, you know, when you want to go in and you want to try on stuff so you don't have to worry about returning things, you know, it would be nice to have that option. And it's a struggle for us plus size girly. So I love seeing her, you know, just being that uplifting spirit and providing these beautiful clothes, and just all around everything is so amazing. But what made me say beautiful dresses in general is because it's prom season, and so she does prom consultations, and she's had all of these beautiful girls come in and try on dresses, and she goes live as she does it, and it's so amazing. She has all different types of girls with, you know, different shapes and sizes and everything. And, you know, these are bigger girls. This is a plus size boutique, so obviously it's, you know, for plus size, these are plus size girls, and, you know, these are plus size dresses. And so a lot of these girls are girls who have traveled with their parents from far, because it's really hard, especially when you're trying to get a prom dress. It's slim pickings, as they say, to find a prom dress. And I know for me, I didn't even go to my own prom because I couldn't find a dress. And also, I think I had a date issue. Now I'm going to talk about that. But, you know, the main reason was because I couldn't really find a dress. But the next year, my friend was really kind, and because she's a year younger than me, so I graduated a year before her, she was really kind to let me go to her prom with her. She goes to a different school, so it wasn't even the same school. But regardless, I was still very, you know, grateful to have been able to go with her. And it was a struggle, but I luckily found a dress. There were like 2-3 other girls with the same dresses, but I digress. I was still glad to, you know, be able to have the opportunity. But it sucks because I didn't get to go to my actual senior prom because I struggled to find a dress that, you know, I loved and that I could fit and everything. It was pretty sad because I really wanted to go to my own senior prom at my school with people I knew. So to watch this live with these girls and they're trying on these dresses, honestly, it made me tear up a few times, I'm not going to lie, because it just sucks how hard it is to even just find clothes that make us look beautiful, as if we're not worthy of dressing into beautiful clothes. I'm not even talking about like prom dresses or wedding dresses, I'm literally talking about regular clothes, like just regular dresses, regular shirts, regular pants. Like, we deserve to look stylish and cute and all of that without having so much struggle. We deserve to have more than just a little corner in stores. We deserve to be able to walk in with our straight size friends and, you know, not freak out, not worry if there are clothes for us, not have to be the odd one out while everyone else is trying on clothes. Been there, done that, worn a t-shirt. Like, you know, we deserve so much more than that. We're normal people who have bodies who need to wear clothes, like, you know. So it makes no sense for us not to be catered to, and let's not even discuss the prices. Let's not even go there with how high everything is. But to have such a special moment such as prom and to struggle is awful. And there are so many stories where, you know, there are girls who almost missed prom or didn't even want to go and waited till the last minute because, you know, they couldn't find anything, or they were looking and, you know, there was just nothing, or they just worried that they wouldn't find anything, so they just said forget it because they already knew what it was going to be like trying to search. Or because, you know, prom dresses are high already. Prom dresses are high in general, but once you get up in size, you get up in price, and it's not easy, and it's very, very costly. So it just hurt to hear those stories, but it was so heartwarming to see Summer just light up these girls' faces, and for them for once to not worry about whether something didn't fit, that wasn't a worry. The biggest worry there was, you know, do I like the color? Do I like how it fits my body? Whatever. It wasn't, is this going to fit? What's the largest size they have? That wasn't a worry. And just to see that is amazing. And I hope to see more of it because we deserve this. This is what we deserve. And I hope one day there's like this big universal prom or something for those who missed out, not just, you know, because of not being able to find a proper size dress. However, this one is definitely especially for people who haven't been able to, because it's ridiculous and we need to expand and grow in our sizes and in our mindsets and everything, because this shouldn't be an issue. It's 2023. Come on. This should not be such an issue, but unfortunately it is. Unfortunately, fat phobia is an issue. Unfortunately, people choose to not figure it out. Unfortunately, you know, we do have these plus size stores, but it's like, again, I'm not gonna name drop, but I've been in a specific plus size store and there's nothing I would wear. Number one. Number two, the prices are crazy for the looks of the clothes, and I don't even know how the quality is. I'm not even trying to spend money to figure out how the quality is. So, you know, it's crazy, and it's like, this is what we're being given. Like, this is what we're being given. Really? Come on. And I can't even discuss people who are like, well, you should just lose weight. You should, like, please. That's a whole nother topic. We're not even going to talk about that. But we deserve to feel beautiful and look beautiful and just know that we are beautiful. And, you know, it should take more than just someone being like, you're beautiful. Obviously, it takes a lot of internal work. But to have someone like Summer and to have stores like the one Summer has, it would definitely be a lot more helpful, because society breaks us and beats us down and tell us we have A, B, and C and X, Y, and Z and we should do this and that and all of this, but you know, they don't tell us, but you're fine the way you are, you're beautiful, whatever, you know. So it's very hard. It's hard for plus size women to even fathom being beautiful, or fathom being able to look beautiful, or fathom being able to dress outside of the florals and the baggy clothes. It's hard for us to even fathom that, because this is all society gives us. This is what society gives us. It's like, and even, you know, with some of these websites, it's like they have the plus size models, but like, you see what the models look like. Very beautiful, but can we have more realistic bodies, please? Can we? Like, please. But, you know, at the end of the day, if you're listening to this and you are plus size and you've struggled all your life and you never feel like you're beautiful, you are beautiful. You are worthy. You deserve your beautiful dress. You deserve that beautiful, you know, outfit. You deserve to look beautiful and feel beautiful because you are beautiful. No matter what society says, no matter what these stores have you thinking or have you feeling when you walk in there, you deserve to put on clothes that fit and to feel like you belong, because we belong. We're here. So get used to it. We are here. And hopefully, very quickly, we will be fixing something about, by we, I don't mean us. I'm talking about these companies. We'll be fixing something about these clothing stores and doing better and growing and advancing, because it's 2023. Like, let's get it together, guys. Let's get it together. But that is all for today, you guys. Again, I hope you're having a happy Sunday. I hope that you are chilling or you're having fun. You're doing whatever it is that you want to do today. And again, remember that you are beautiful no matter what society may tell you or may make you feel or make you think. You are beautiful and you are worthy of feeling that way, looking that way. And I will talk to you all next time.
Thanks, love, for tuning in. Be sure to give us a rating and your feedback. We love to hear your thoughts. Are you following us on social media? Check us out on Instagram at TDPDPodcast and be a part of the fun. You can also check our website in the description, where you can read blog posts, check out other links, and even listen to more podcast episodes. Until next time.